Tulip Mania, Charles de Lecluse, Part 2. Although we're going to use his name, Corellus Clusius, that he changed it to. Now, when Juris Rise, first crop of tulips, bloomed in 1564, Clusius was in Spain on one of his long botanical field trips. 12 months later, he was back in the Netherlands, and it may have been in 1565 that he saw the tulip for the first time. Still, he didn't mention the tulip in any of his writings before 1570, but it can hardly have happened later than 1568, when Clusius actually moved to Rye's hometown of Mechlin. Clusius was quick to recognize the importance of Rye's discovery, acknowledging that the brilliant new flower, quote, brings pleasure to our eyes by their charming variety, end of quote. When he heard that tulip's original owner had enjoyed eating them, he resolved to investigate their potential as a foodstuff. He had a Frankfurt apothecary named Müller preserve some bulbs in sugar and then ate them with sweetmeats. They proved, according to Clusius, to be far tastier than orchids. But in a war-torn religious wars period, 30 years' war, War of the Three Henrys, and all sorts of other stuff, frequently starving Europe, tulips really never caught on as a delicacy, although they were eaten in large numbers by the Dutch during what is known as the Hunger Winter, which was the winter after the end of World War II. The central role that Clusius played in the history of the flower had nothing to do with his experiment and everything to do with his habit of sending out specimens of tulips he encountered to his correspondents all over Europe. As slow as the various European mails of the times were, they were unlikely to damage the bulbs, and thanks in large part to Clusius and his circle, the tulip established itself in gardens from Jena to Vienna and Hungary to Hesse. Clusius was not the only botanist spreading bulbs and seeds around Europe in this way. Because he was gone for long periods of time, he rarely kept his own garden. Instead, he took pleasure in stocking the gardens of his friends, and they in turn provided him with a host of experimental seed beds with which to investigate the properties of the plants he had discovered. Clusius made full use of his friends' gardens in preparing masterful botanical studies, in which he devoted most of his latter part of his life. He wrote a detailed book on the flora of Spain, a book on the flora of Austria, and a book of the flora of French Provence. These were among the first to assume that plants are more than simply possible ingredients for medical preparations of his day and were actually worth studying in their own right. Because of this, Clusius has always been considered one of the fathers of botany, not least because he developed a system of classifying plants in groups according to their characteristics, which is an idea later taken up by Carl Linnaeus and turned into one of the foundation stones of modern science. In May of 1537, while Clusius was still living in Mechlin and busy distributing tulip bulbs, as well as other plants all over Europe, he was approached by none other than the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian II. Maximilian II wanted him to go to Vienna, his capital, and establish an imperial hortus. Now, the word hortus means botanical garden. Boy, this was really, really, really very tempting. And, of course, one of the things that does happen is when these exotic plants start showing up, the wealthy start making gardens because they want to show how wealthy they are. And I would recommend to anyone who can find it, there's a couple of documentaries. They're done by Monty Don, one of the great gardeners, if not the great gardener of England, One of them is his trip to Italy. They do 4 one-hour sections on the gardens of Italy, and then he has a three-part series on gardens of France, and you'll see how these develop because he does the historical background as he travels to all these different places. So you might want to give that a shot. So we have these people building these gardens, and of course they're outside of Italy at this point. Well, Clusius's father, whom Clusius had actually been supporting, had just died at the age of 81. This freed his son from the burden of caring for him. The emperor's proposed salary was 500 Rhine guilders per year. That's an excellent amount of money. And that would let Clusius, who at this point had been embarrassingly dependent on the charity of his friends for years, to at last live comfortably. The Holy Roman Emperor also didn't want just a garden. He wanted one that would be better and more magnificent than any of his princes and nobles. And that's quite a statement, because the Holy Roman Empire is about 300 plus states of itself, and then you have Austria and its holdings. Clusius, whose poverty and scanty claim to the rank of nobility left him with something of an inferiority complex. Obviously, he was flattered and grateful that the emperor offered formal acknowledgement of his status as a noble, plus the job. But Clusius also knew something about him and his prospective patron. Maximilian II is one of the few emperors ever to show sympathy towards the Protestant faith. In addition, one of Clusius's friends and a regular correspondent, Johannes Crato von Kraftenheim, was the Holy Roman Emperor's personal physician. All the reports that Clusius received were positive, and the task certainly seemed interesting. So Clusius accepted the proposal, and off to Vienna he went to build the magnificent Holy Roman Emperor's Horta. Well, at least he hoped he would. It is going to be a sad tale. Now, the sources for this: Tulips in the Auto-Turkish Culture and Art by Demoise, Revolt in the Netherlands by Guile, The Book of the Tulip by Hall, The Tulip by Pavord, and Memoirs of Extraordinarily Popular Delusions and Madnesses of Crowds by McKay. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question. Leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.